Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Steve Murtha. Welcome back to the program, Steve.
Glad to be back, Allison.
So last time you were on, you were telling me about a new kind of device for the home, which is a home server.
Mm-hmm.
Before we got into studio today to do this episode, I did a little bit of informal research and I talked to some friends of mine, which is always a terrible way to do informal research, but I wanted to get outside the walls of Intel. 50% of the folks that I talked to love the idea of a home server. And 50% of them said, I don't see any value in this product. And I'm wondering where the tipping point is and what are the points that consumers are looking to actually purchase this product? What is it that they're doing that will drive them to this decision in your mind?
One of the fundamental tenets of the home server value proposition is protecting and organizing and storing your data. So almost everyone that you and I know have gone to digital photography, digital music. Most people have gone away from analog video and into digital video camcorders for their personal content. And one of the things about digital media when it's stored on a hard drive is you are literally one hard drive crash away from losing, 10 years worth of photos or, $1,000 music collection that you've purchased online or what have you. So I think home server is applicable to anyone that has adapted the digital lifestyle and values the content that they have. So going back to your original question in terms of, well, why doesn't everyone get it? I think a lot of it just has to do with understanding what's out there. Our job right now is to generate awareness for the home server category and to let people know how much easier it can make their life in terms of not only protecting their data, but also, sharing and organizing.
So we had a product come out to market that was codenamed Bandon, which is a wonderful Oregon coast town.
Exactly.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about Bandon and how it differed from its sister product that was headed towards netbooks?
Our customers have really liked the combination of CPU performance, low power, and pricing of Intel's Atom product line. And first generation of these products were built on our Diamondville or our N230 and 330 processors. Intel has introduced their next generation, which is their D510, which is a dual core, and D410, which is a single core. And the performance is about the same. It's a little bit higher. But the real big advantage of this platform is it goes from roughly 25 watts in TDP down to 12. So the
wow.
Power is cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone from a three-chip solution to a two-chip solution. And so a lot of our customers are really gravitating towards that solution because of the benefits. And so you mentioned Bandon. We've taken a slightly different approach than the netbooks and which is the Atom brand is most closely associated with. But those products, for example, only have two hard drives. They typically have 10/100 Ethernet because their primary network connection is Wi-Fi.
Sure.
We looked at those things and said, that just really doesn't do it for our storage customers. They want additional hard drives. They want gigabit Ethernet. And so we came up with this Bandon platform, which is pairing the Pineview CPU with our ICH9R Southbridge.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes from, two SATA ports to six SATA ports. It includes two of those SATA ports are capable of eSATA, so external connection mm-hmm. with port multiplier. It goes to gigabit Ethernet. Plus, it has a boatload of, USB and GPIO and other connections, which, round out the platform and make for a really good storage optimized solution.
What do you think is next for home server now that you've got Bandon in the marketplace?
I think that it will be key to unlocking what we call the three screens. Basically what consumers are looking for is they want to be able to get any of their content anywhere at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gone away from where, for example, watching TV is exclusively an activity that happens in the living room or the den where the TV is. Now people watch it at their desks and on their PCs. They watch it at Starbucks. They watch it on the airplane on a mobile device. What consumers are really looking for is a solution that will support that anywhere, anytime, any place desire of theirs. And I think that the home server really will be truly the center of your digital home.
It seems like a fantastic device for someone who travels a lot, too.
As you say, a lot of people, when they go on vacations, they want to upload their photos even before they get home to make sure nothing happens to them in transit. Or I can look for movies that have been recorded on a media center PC in my house while I'm in my hotel room in Beijing. I mean, there's just the possibilities are endless. And the, you know, it's the power of the home server. Again, going back to why is Bandin a great platform for this? It's got the performance of the CPU to deliver that, but at a power level, which is less than keeping a 40-watt light bulb running. So it's always available in a very eco-friendly way. And that's really the power of the Atom processor in the home server space.
That's fantastic. Well, you've sold me. Thank you for being on the program, Steve. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And I think that I'm going to be looking for one of my home servers for my house.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having me back. And go out and tell all your friends.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.